Currently connected to CNN.
Yeah, actually,
network.
I've got the 32-foot-tall mast pipe secured into the ground and fastened to the house, and on top of that is a alpha antenna UV6, which apparently really does do what they say it does. It works in 6-meter, 2-meter, 1.25 meter, and 70 centimeter. That's what I'm using right now. And the tip of the antenna is just about 40 feet up.
You're doing a really awesome job from where you live at, but also you don't live too far. You're like my neighbor. You hop and dip in the skip, you don't know where you're at. And I think you said that you live in Clinton Township, right?
W8CMN.
Yes, I do. Right around the neighborhood of about 16 and Gratiot. I'm only a couple of miles north of you. We could simplex real easy.
Good. And I have the, it's called a SMART. I don't know if that's a simplex or not. SMART, as they call it, SMART. I don't know, that's a SMART repeater, they call it. So I have a simplex on this, but anyway, so we can just stick on here and status repeater and FAQ, so like they are down, that'd be fine. Anyone who wants to jump in, they get in there, and more welcome to. Well, anyways, I just did a lot of contacts on that on top outside of 6 meters, the Ring Ranger, Chris Cratu, the G5RV. I mean, that G5RV did a wonderful job for the wire that I had on that tower. I had 3 towers on one tower, and I was impressed how well all of it worked. It's so good. I put about, I don't know, I had a amplifier. I hooked it up to the HF. It worked very good. And I tell you, I was so impressed. Late at night, you know, the 6 meters, I had 6 meters on. Sometimes it came on late at night, you know, people, you hear people talking then. Sometimes in the afternoon, it all depends, you know, when the bands are open. When the bands are open, when the conditions were perfect, you hear people talking on 6 meters. And you start hearing them coming in. You know, I got in contact down in Florida, places like that. But anyways, like I was telling you, when the bears are open, when it flares up, and that soil flares, starts it on 6 meters, well, it just roars right out. I mean, it just comes right out. And you get a lot of contacts, and I hope someday that happens to you, Cliff, you know what I'm saying? But you probably know what I'm saying anyways. But, you know, you have a lot of fun when you have all these contacts with different states and outer states, you know, oversight. The outside of the world, too, we hear sometimes, too, you know, when a band's open and 6 meters like that.
W8CMN, repeater.
Yeah, I haven't had the pleasure of that happening to me just yet. I haven't heard anything over any great distances. But I don't have any trouble reaching 3 or 4 of the repeaters that are not too far away from us here. Like I said, there's that one that's down at Davison in the Lodge, and then there's one just across the river in Windsor that I have no trouble getting into, and then there's a couple, 3, 4 a little further out. I'm not sure I'm getting into them or not because I never get anything back.
I keep it going, Cliff. You'll get somebody anyways. I've been having fun since day one of 6 meters, the 2-meter banner, and HF, all 3 of them. I just had so much fun up there up north. I should have missed it though, Cliff, you know, because I had a nice, awesome tower, and my dad wouldn't, you know, when I had a rotor, I had to buy the rotor, had to buy the tower, had to buy the spin. I spent a lot of money in it. I don't know how much money I spent on all that stuff, all the equipment that I invested into that. Had to buy the rotor so that the antenna turns for the 6 meters, so I could hear them better. When the antenna turns, you can hear them a lot more clear when you have a rotor and you can turn any way you want, any direction you want, southeast or west or north, you know. And it comes pretty good after you have that antenna right on them. You can hear them so clear after that, as if they were talking the same room.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.